Hello, my love, my favourite listener. How are you? I've been thinking a lot about you today. The weather's got me stuck inside, and me being me, when I can't get out, I get bored. And inevitably, my thoughts turn to, well, they turn to us, to all that you've told me about the effect my voice has on you. I mean, I do these audios for fun, you know, to be creative, and because I suppose, to put it simply, I love experimenting with my sexuality, playing creatively with the multiple sensations, the multiple expressions of sex. It's a very fairy-like quality, a way I express my fae-ness. I just love to explore all the different ways sexuality is expressed, and because of my wickedness, I love to find ways to tease you, because a fairy, especially one with a wicked streak, a loving wicked streak, well, she likes to find ways to seduce her human, to tease him, but in a way that's always loving, it's never cruel. So that when he comes, his orgasm is charged not only with erotic power, but also with the sense that he's truly seen and truly loved. Alternatively, I suppose you could just say, I'm highly sexed. It's weird to hear myself say that, because I was brought up to think that only men had a strong sex drive. So for me as a girl, and then a woman, sometimes I wondered if there was something wrong with me. I mean, I love to have an orgasm. I need it, like air and food and water. The yearning to come is there inside me, well, almost constantly. And when I do come, it's just the most glorious feeling in the world. I feel so completed and so strong and vibrating with all these wonderful sensations. That's why when I have a really full, shaking orgasm, I can't stop laughing. It's just an instinctive expression of how good I feel. I literally can't believe how ridiculously wonderful it is to come. So somehow all I can do is laugh. But occasionally my laughing so hard during sex, it's caused a bit of a problem. Because some guys, well, let's just say that all men aren't as self-assured as you. And when I start roaring with laughter, which is, I admit, sort of a weird response, well, they assume I'm laughing at them, you know, at their performance or their dick size or maybe how quickly they came. Some men, at least when it comes to sex, it seems like they have pretty fragile egos. I sometimes wonder if watching porn has something to do with it. You know, if you've grown up watching porn and you constantly see these scenes where guys go on for hours and everyone is incredibly well hung, the women are always wet, the men are always hard, the women are moaning and screaming and shouting, yes, yes, or fuck me harder, fuck my little cunt. I mean, while I'm not averse to that myself sometimes, it just really strikes me that but it's also deadly serious. Where's the joy? Where's the delight? Yeah, when they have orgasms, the guys especially, they just look angry. I mean, shouldn't they feel happy? So when I laugh, because I've come so deliriously, so uncontrollably, so intensely, to me, it's a completely natural response. It's how a woman, a fairy, like me, expresses her sheer happiness with the world. And happiness isn't usually the dominant emotion you see in most porn. And that's why I love talking to you. Our time spent together like this, it just makes me happy. And although I feel a lot of other emotions and feelings too, lust, desire, an aching to be filled, at the root of it all is happiness at being here, right now, in this moment, with you. After all, you've heard my happiness a lot, right? I mean, we meet in cyberspace all the time, and we've come together like a million times. There's something about your wicked fairy that you find irresistible. Isn't that true, my love? You hear my voice and you can't resist, well, touching yourself. And I love that I have that effect on you, because the thing about a fairy is that she loves to give pleasure. Her orgasm is the most intense when she can see and hear her playmate, her lover, her sweet boy, gasping for air. And when a fairy comes, she does so with her whole heart, her whole soul. Her sweetest orgasms happen when her good boy is squirming and writhing in pleasure right in front of her. That's why when I see you like that, transported, quivering, all your nerve endings aflame, and I know that I'm the cause of your shivers, your aches, your burning desire, well, my wings start fluttering and I slowly rise up off the ground, and it's like I take you with me. We both become lighter than air, transported in bliss. It feels like I'm just floating. I'm being carried on this wave of ecstasy. My lips throb and pulsate. My heart flutters and my insides are churning. And when you touch your fairy, when your fingers graze over my skin, you know what happens, don't you, my love? I just dissolve. I melt in a puddle of my own juices. I start to shiver and tremble. And I hold my breath till I feel like I'm almost going to die, and I know with total certainty that until you start to play me, I'm incomplete, only half a person. But when I feel your fingers touch me down there, it's like my pussy, my cunt, becomes a cornucopia. Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly. I have a cornucopia cunt. My cunt lips are so sensitive and so soft and so slippery that when I touch them, I feel 1,000 different sensations, and they're all wonderful. So come on. Put your fingers on me. On my cunt. It's okay to say the word. In fact, I'd like you to. My cunt. Go on. Say it. My full, throbbing, engorged cunt. It's so beautiful, isn't it? So pink and so alive with all those unreleased sensations. Sometimes when I'm playing with myself, when my eyes are closed and I let my fingers dip inside me, I can feel my own stickiness just oozing out of me. And then when I slide my fingertips over the most tender part of my body, I feel that glorious tightening, that wonderful tension, those undeniable stirrings. That's when my body just takes over and my hips start to move. And I make these little thrusts upward. And in my mind, I'm fucking you. And I start to visualize your hands all over me, fondling me, caressing me, wandering across my skin. I think about your mouth licking me, kissing me, and lapping me up. I imagine you coming into me. Maybe you're underneath me and I'm thrusting down onto you. Or maybe you flipped me over and my ass is posed provocatively, begging to be penetrated. It's those images that do it for me. I visualize giving myself to you or taking you for my own pleasure. And I come. I can't hold my release any longer. And in that moment of coming, when I'm most alive, when I'm laughing in sheer wonder at how amazing it feels, well, it's like I'm not a person, not your wicked fairy anymore. It's like I'm just a vibration, a pulse, a pure sensual energy, totally in tune with the universe. And underlying it all is the deep happiness that comes from thinking of you, watching me, hearing me gasp and shudder. As I explore myself and you explore me. So, now you know what happens when a fairy, your fairy, comes. Do you think that, well, you could make that happen? Yeah? I've missed you so much. I need your attention, my love. And describing what it feels like to come. Well, it's made me very aroused. So please, will you make me come? Go on. You can touch me. And is it okay if I touch you? Let's do this together, my darling. Can you stroke my pussy lips and just tease them slowly apart? Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Yes, my love, just take each of my cunt lips and smear my juices over each of them. Fuck. Do they look swollen to you? Because they feel so full, so puffy. Can you smell me? I can. I love my cunt scent. It's so salty, so sweet. That smell carries the perfume of my. Because when a fairy gives herself to a human, she gives herself completely, totally, with no holding back. And her fairy sex smell is imbued with her longing, her desire, and her love. Your fingers feel so good. Oh, God. It's like they're fluttering all over me. Oh, fuck, that's so nice. Yes, yes, yeah. Move my legs apart, as far apart as you can. Please, babe. I want I need to be as open as I can for you, my love. My sweet. Oh, fuck. Oh, my cunt. She's spread so wide. As wide as she's ever been. Can you see my clit? She's so soft today. So sensitive. So tender when she quivers like this. When you've moved me so wide that she's fully exposed. She's as soft as a bee's wing. She flutters, fragile, yet desperate for a silky touch. My man's touch. My sweet lover's touch. Oh, she needs you. Touch her, please. Please. Stroke her. And while you stroke that little ridge of skin, let me stroke you. Because a human, well, he needs a fairy's touch. Do my fingers feel good? Yeah. You love how I stroke you, my best boy. Would you put some oil on me? It would be so delicious if you could just aim a couple of drops right on top of my sweet clitoris. So that my little flower bud is thoroughly coated. Your fairy loves it when a clit is just a soaked, slippery mess of pinkness. And then, when the rest of the juice runs down my cunt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like that. It feels so sensual and so perfect. Oh, my sweet. Oh, my cunt is swimming. I love you so much. Can we come together? Please, my love. Come with me. Yeah. Let me stroke you some more. My love, pulling your foreskin back so it slides right off your cockhead and then back over it. Oh, my sweet, you're trembling. Can I take you in my mouth? Please? That's how I show you. I love you. Let me suck you. Nice and salty today. Put your fingers inside me. Oh God, fuck. You're just splitting me apart. I love it. I love you. Kiss me, kiss me, kiss me. Are you ready to come? Because I'm sorry, I can't hold out any longer. It just feels so good. Oh, babe, I've got to come. Can you let me? Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh shit. Are you okay? You look completely wasted. You came as well? Oh, my love. My sweet. I'm so glad you did. Ooh, we are so sweetly matched. Aren't we, my dear? And now that you know just what it's like when a fairy comes, maybe we can do it again very soon. But don't wait too long.